No, I'm not for sale.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Stampede Blue Colts Cast. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for joining me again today. We got a special edition of the Colts Cast tonight. We're not going to talk training camp much or anything like that. We are focused in on Andrew Luck, though. We're going to talk a little bit about his injury, not too much, you know, not going to go in depth on that or anything, but we are going to talk about what kind of steps we expect him to take if he comes back fully healthy and everything like that. And with us to do this, we got Derek Klassen. How's it going, Derek?
Hey, it's going pretty well, man. I watched the first half of, I guess you can call it football, of the Hall of Fame game, and just kind of coming off that.
Yeah, it was football. I mean, it was no worse than the CFL or anything like that. It was football, and guys were hitting, and it looked good. It was nice and competitive anyways, if you take the quarterbacks out of it.
Yeah, well, it was weird. Gabbert looked... people are going to say that he's good again, and that's going to be frustrating, but we'll get over that by September.
Absolutely. So let's talk about our guy here, Andrew Luck. Tell us, let's just start off with this. Everybody knows what I'm going to say about him, but what are your thoughts about Andrew Luck, forget about the injury from now on, up through his first 5 years in the league?
So I think anybody who follows me knows that I am a huge fan of Andrew Luck. I think, and I've said it before, after Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how many other quarterbacks I take instead of Andrew Luck. Like, Andrew Luck is absolutely in the upper echelon of quarterbacks to me, because when you look at what that offense asked him to do with not a great offensive line, especially last year, they had a terrible running game that just wasn't able to provide like any explosive plays or anything like that. And then you look at receiving talent past Hilton, and I guess Doyle was okay last year. Like, they really struggled to have consistency. Like, even Dante Moncrief, who was scoring a lot of touchdowns for as many targets as he was getting, like, when they try to throw him into contested situations, like, or even just running, like, simple curls, like, he just gets bodied out of the way. And it's really hard for the Colts to, like, run an efficient offense with what they have, with the difficulty that they asked, you know, of the things that they asked Luck to do. So I think Luck has progressed about as well as you could ask of any quarterback ever. I think him and Cam Newton are the two guys that you look at like, yep, they've progressed exactly as a number one pick should. And Luck always gets this talk of like, oh, he hasn't lived up to his number one pick hype. But like, other than a ring, I don't know what else people want him to accomplish. I mean, he's led the league in touchdowns before. He's averaging like 30 touchdowns a season, aside from the obviously 2015 when he was injured all over the place. Obviously, that one was a little bit of a different story, but I mean, he's done just about everything you could ask from a number one overall pick. He just hasn't had the teams that really allow him to get into the Super Bowl, and he's had decent playoff performances. I mean, obviously, everyone remembers the one versus Kansas City, and then I believe he had a really good game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that got him to a game against the Patriots that they ended up getting demolished in, but I mean, he's shown that he can play well in the playoffs. They just haven't had a team around him that's been able to get them all the way through the playoffs, because everybody knows the playoffs is just a hell of a road no matter how good your quarterback is.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up to you, and I know neither one of you are doctors, or neither one of us are doctors, but when you look at like his 2015 season and how bad he was, because he was legitimately bad before he even got like really injured. He was just not having a good year. But at the same time, it was, I believe that there was a shoulder issue before he like whatever lacerated or whatever it was. And there was just not, I mean, he still wasn't on target. You look at last year, he was still dealing with that shoulder surgery or a shoulder issue, and he was phenomenal. I mean, at least I mean, from my viewpoint, he was phenomenal. I mean, 4,200 yards, 31 touchdowns, his best completion percentage of his career, still throwing nearly 550 times. And I mean, you get an 8-7 record out of that, but in 15 games, you end up looking at, you know, why did that not affect him like it did in 2015?
Well, I think, because what was it? I think it was week 2 or 3 in 2015 that he said was when he first hurt his shoulder and he could start feeling it, and that he's had problems with it ever since then. And I think just for it to have been so soon and for him to have just been playing right off of that having happened, I think it was just hard for him to get get comfortable at all. You know, I think when you look back at 2016, he at least had a full offseason to recover a little bit and rehab. And even though he wasn't 100%, he was at least still enough to where he could still do all the things that he wanted to. And you know, you look at 2016 and his arm strength wasn't quite what it usually is or can be, but it was fine because his touch, his timing was all so good most of the time that it really didn't have an effect. But in 2015, when he was, you know, trying to play immediately after having that injury and then lacerating his kidney, I mean, it just, all of those things happened so fast and he was never able to really be healthy that other than, I guess, week one, he was fine. He just could never get his feet under him in 2015.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. That was such a weird year, too, because he ended up playing really good against, well, I don't want to say really good, but he almost took the Panthers to overtime. He gave the Colts a legitimate shot to win against New England. And there was another game in there. I can't remember. I think it was the Denver game, maybe. And he actually played pretty well on that one. And then you look at the rest of the season, it was really bad. There's so much to love about Andrew Luck, even from the casual observer. And, I mean, you are not a Colts fan. You are an Andrew Luck fan. We've talked about this in our quarterback talk and all that good stuff. It's better when the good quarterbacks are good or really good. And that makes a lot of things better for the NFL all the way through. When you look at a guy like Andrew Luck, how do you differentiate, I guess, with what kind of quarterback you want out of him between his aggressiveness and then trying to maybe limit his turnovers and stuff like that? Because, I mean, you and I agree on this. All interceptions aren't created equal. I went through and looked at all 13 of his interceptions from last year, and I legitimately was able to pin 11 of them on him. I didn't expect to even pin that many on him, but I did. And there's something to say about his aggressiveness, his ability to go downfield. But there's also situations, there almost is every single game, one of those, what the hell are you doing, Andrew, throws. And how does he get himself out of that? Because there aren't a lot of the greats. I mean, Tom Brady, sometimes maybe, but it doesn't seem like they're the same kind of throw. And you look at some of the other greats. They're, you know, Peyton Manning had those every so often, but this seems like almost a once-a-game occurrence with him. Is there something that you think that maybe they can better use him to keep him out of those situations?
I think there's a couple of things. One, they need to find some sort of stability on the ground, because if you look at last year, the Colts, there's a number of different stats. Like, I know Justice Mosqueda, his tackle for loss percentage, like the Colts had one of the lowest, like they just weren't getting hit in the backfield. And then per Football Outsiders, they're, I believe what they call like yards blocked for. I mean, the Colts were like second. Yeah. But their rushing efficiency was like they were 23rd in yards per carry or something like that. They just weren't getting anything out of what the offensive line was blocking for. And I think that was a huge problem. And if they can supply something that Luck can lean on a little bit better and the play action game can be better because of the running game is more feared, I absolutely think that'll help and make some of the windows easier for him to throw into. And then I think when you look at the defenses that he's had to deal with, his own Colts defenses, he always has to put up points. It's like playing in the Big 12. Like, you can't really be conservative when you know your defense has a very good chance of allowing 30, 35 points in a given game. You know, you can't pass up any opportunity at a possible touchdown. And I think Luck naturally kind of has this inclination to be very aggressive, and the offense is designed for him to be aggressive and throw to the intermediate and deep parts of the field very often. And when you couple those things with the pressure of him having to really carry the offense because there was no running game really, and then carry the defense because he has to outscore whatever the opposing team is going to do, I think it's just a really weird, terrible hurricane for him to have to deal with. And personally, as frustrating as it can be, I'm not too hard on him about it, because I think if he wasn't the way that he was, and I think if you try to tone down what he is, you're not going to get him scoring as often as he does. You're not going to get him completing as many deep passes to Hilton. And you're going to have to string together longer play drives, you know, instead of, you know, making explosive plays with Hilton and stuff like that. You're going to have to string together 16, 18 play drives that you don't want to do, because it's so hard for any quarterback to string those plays together. And so I think Luck's natural aggression is just in such a terrible environment, and it's not necessarily his fault. And personally, I'm not sure I would do anything to change it. I think that's just who he is, and he's so good at so many other things that I'm definitely willing to live with that with him.
Yeah, I think that most of us are, as far as Colts fans are as well. But there are those, and it's just like, come on, we have to eliminate that throw every single game. And then, you know, the rest of the story seems to be pretty good because those are always the pick sixes or just, you know, just mm-hmm. the ones that are at the worst time of the game, you know, it seems like. But when, you know, the Colts added Marlon Mack out of the draft this year, I really liked seeing him in camp. I think that he really could offer some of that big playability and some of that consistency. He's a nice mix with Gore and Turbin, who actually looked really good in camp as well. Okay, now when we look at the receivers, now we have Hilton as our deep guy. We've got Doyle as our underneath security blanket for sure, Mr. Consistency. But they've got Moncrief, like you said, he struggles with getting bodied up and stuff downfield. But is there a need for an additional wide receiver outside of Hilton that can really bring a comfort level, do you think, to a quarterback like Andrew Luck?
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Luck, it's kind of like what Jameis Winston has with Mike Evans or what Carson Palmer has the luxury of with Larry Fitzgerald. Those aggressive quarterbacks like that that often attack the intermediate and deep parts of the field, they've got to have somebody that can just, if you throw it in their area, that they're going to be able to come down with it. Or if they don't, there's really no chance the defensive back is getting around them to find the ball. And the Colts just don't really have that right now. T.Y. Hilton is an excellent receiver, and he can make some acrobatic catches. But in terms of being a guy who can body defensive backs and get over them all the time, that's not really his game. I don't think Moncrief is really that guy. Even Doyle, for as good as he can be getting open underneath and stuff, I don't think he's a super reliable guy in that sense. So I think if the Colts could find a way to get somebody who Luck could really trust just to catch the ball, whether it's 5 yards down the field or 15, I think that would be invaluable to have somebody like that.
Well, Doyle has an 80% catch percentage throughout his career, and that doesn't, you know, obviously that doesn't include non-catchable balls, but I mean, he has been that security blanket there. When we, and another thing that I've kind of harped on Luck about in his past, like, don't get me wrong, I understand how great he is, but, you know, as an objective fan, you have to honestly, you know, be able to interpret what he's doing and try to critique it a little bit, you know, and not to be a hopeless homer, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. when I see him bypass those 5 and 6 yard passes in the flats to open receivers or tight ends, and he chooses to go downfield, that causes a lot of his mistakes. Is there a mindset, you think, outside of, you know, maybe his quarterback's coach kind of trying to get him to work on specific drills to have him take those easy passes? Like, and I don't want to keep bringing up Tom Brady, but that is his game. He'll take those short passes all day long as you give it to him. And as soon as you take those away, he beats you over the top or in the intermediate game and then just takes what you give him. How does Andrew Luck make, and like you said, you don't want to change his game, but how do you get Andrew Luck to be able to take those consistently? Find what they're giving you and take it every time.
Well, I think there's two big reasons for that. One, I think something like that sort of comes with age. I mean, I think just the older a quarterback gets, I think he's better at understanding those situations and when it's just better to take the dump off and stuff like that. And some guys, maybe that is just their game. I think Dak Prescott is a little bit like that, where that's just kind of naturally his game. But I think guys who are super aggressive, it takes some time for them to learn, like, okay, maybe this isn't the best situation for that. Maybe I can just take the, you know, 5 yards here and we'll see if we can keep chipping down the field. And I think it's hard for younger guys, especially younger guys who are having to carry a team that's consistently asked so much of him, that I think at this point he's gotten used to having to be like that. And that's kind of the other part of it, is like when you look at somebody like Tom Brady, that ecosystem of the team as a whole and with Coach Belichick, I think there's just an incredible trust that Brady has, not only in himself to keep completing those type of passes and keep the chains moving, but just in the team as a whole to not make mistakes, and his defense not to give up points, and for, you know, maybe his offensive line not to give up a sack on the next play. I think there's just an incredible trust that he has in everybody around him that Luck just doesn't have in the guys that he has around him right now. And I don't necessarily blame him. So, and I think few guys really have that sort of ecosystem that Tom Brady has. I think you can see it maybe with, you know, someone like Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers is a good example. I think at this point, Aaron Rodgers has built up that type of rapport, especially with the Green Bay Packers offensive line that they have right now. I just think that that's something that's going to have to come with age with Andrew Luck, and I hope that he can start learning it, and because I think at a certain point he has to. But I don't think – I think physically quarterbacks kind of peak around 25, and by then you can see what they can do in terms of making certain types of throws and stuff. But in terms of peaking mentally and how they understand the game, I don't think guys really peak until they're about 30. I think at that point it's you've had so much experience by then that now you've seen everything. I don't think until then they're complete. So if Luck is still having these problems at 30, 31, then I think you have cause for concern. But he's still relatively young in his career that I think he could totally work this out.
That makes sense. I mean, and there hasn't been any reason for him to trust a defense or trust a ground game in any way, sense, or way. You know, that just is not something that he's had the luxury of doing. What is it, you know, Derek, I appreciate you joining me, and I'll get you out of here in just a minute, but I really want to see what is it, if you were to dig into Luck right now, what are three things that you love the most about him, and what, aside from anything that we've spoken about thus far, what's maybe one thing that you would change about him?
In terms of stuff I like, his anticipation and timing is, there just aren't many guys I've ever seen to make some of the throws that he can. Like, there's God, I forget which game it is, but someone runs like a corner post like 20 yards down the field, and he's throwing it not at the break, but I mean before the receiver is even breaking out toward the sideline, and the throw just ends up there perfect. And if he didn't throw it when he did, the cornerback was draped over his receiver, it would have been incomplete. And just for him to have that timing, arm talent, and touch on those difficult types of throws, there just aren't many guys who can do it as consistently as him. And I think it's just, it's amazing to watch every time that he does it. His footwork, I think, other than maybe Aaron Rodgers, I think Andrew Luck has probably the best footwork in football. I think the way that he's always able to move around the pocket, just do subtle things, constantly reset his feet, even just do different things with his feet. Because I think when you look at a lot of quarterbacks, it's somewhat robotic in the way that they move. And that's not necessarily bad, because there's definitely a quote-unquote right way to move in the pocket. But Andrew Luck does so many unique movements and ways that he can use his feet to get around defenders and find ways to make really good throws from awkward platforms, sort of like Phillip Rivers, that, you know, just he definitely completes some passes that even in the short game that there's just no way more than five other quarterbacks would complete it as consistently as he does. And then third, I would think just his confidence as things are breaking down, I think, is just impeccable. Like when there's a play against the Green Bay Packers where the Colts had a lead, but they still needed to drive down the field and, you know, get a couple of first downs so that they could just kneel it out and kill the clock. It was either second or third down, and Clinton Dix comes off the edge, and he has his arms totally around Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck spins him off, shakes him off, steps up in the pocket, and immediately hits, I think, Jack Doyle. And for him to just have that confidence in himself to break that tackle, and then to know that Doyle's going to be open and to hit that pass, for him to have that confidence and poise under pressure, I keep saying it, but there's just not that many guys in the NFL who can do it the way that he does. And then if we're talking about something that we can fix, you know, we talked about it a little bit with just he definitely has moments where he needs to tone it down. And, you know, for as much as I love a guy like Jameis Winston, he has the same problem sometimes. Carson Palmer kind of has the same problem sometimes. I think there's definitely just a sort of archetype of quarterback that kind of has that issue. And Carson Palmer never really worked through it. He's still that type of guy. We'll see if Winston does. And I guess we'll see if Luck does. I think he's definitely smart enough to do it. He has the you know, the poise or the comfort in the short area to complete those types of passes all the time. So it's not like with Cam Newton where he just can't complete those passes, so he doesn't throw them. With Luck, we know that he can do it. So I would definitely just like to, you know, like you said, see if he can be more comfortable in himself, in the system, in the defense, and just see if he can grow as a player in that way.
I'm really hoping that him coming back from his shoulder surgery and getting back in the saddle, that he'll have more of that confidence in the group that he's got right now. Because I have to say, I mean, in the past 5 years, he's not had the group on defense and more likely the surrounding cast. He's got now Chester Rogers, who scooped himself up into the third wide receiver for the team, and he deserves it. And he's been there, and he's basically a much thinner Jack Doyle as a receiver, and that is going to do nothing but help him having another sure set of hands out there. Derek, thank you for joining me, man, tonight. It was great knowledge. Always love your insight on quarterbacks in general, but especially on Luck, because I don't have to do any of the talking. You are the one mainly that will talk him up for me, and I don't have to do it. Please tell everybody where they can catch your work at, man.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. You can look me up on Twitter at QBClass, QBKLASS. I'm going to be working on Bleacher Report's NFL 1000 this year. I do NFL draft work for Optimum Scouting, and I write about quarterbacks for 2QBs, so that's where you can catch all my work.
Excellent work. Make sure you guys are checking Derek's stuff out. Thank you guys for listening. Derek is a fantastic wealth of knowledge. If you guys aren't following him on Twitter, make sure you're doing it. Always good information, always very easy to understand and digest, and he's a great guy and a great follow. So thanks for joining me again, Derek.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys are rating, reviewing the podcast. Get all those out there and share them. Share them to your friends. Share them to family. Grandma likes the Colts too, don't forget. So make sure you give it to everybody. And thank you guys for joining me. I'll talk to you guys all on Monday right here on the Colts Cast.